Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Kendale. Batting second. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting ninth. The catcher, Greg Zahn. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, David Wells. And now, play ball. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar scores. Palmeiro moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Palmeiro moves to third. Ripken moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carrion who is chasing the ball. Surhoff reaches third base with a triple. Palmeiro scores. Ripken scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Franco reaches second base with a double. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Carrion moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla, who is chasing the ball. Giles reaches third base with a triple. Kendall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Palmeiro moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to home to get Palmeiro. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hershiser covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Palmeiro hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palmeiro moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. Polonia bunts towards third. Tomy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zahn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. Surhoff tags and moves to third. Polonia tags and moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alomar is walked intentionally. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Surhoff scores. Polonia moves to third. Alomar moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-2, Orioles. Alan Embry now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tomy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken pinch hits for B.J. Surhoff. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zahn hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Polonia moves to second. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Brady Anderson. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-2, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing center field. Billy Ripken now playing third base. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Mills now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Alexander pinch hits for Cal Ripken. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Alexander now playing shortstop. Jeff Huson now playing second base. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Julio Franco. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett's hits a pop-up towards short. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 3 in the game. Espinoza takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.